Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is how we do it.
Was the Blind Side fake, or was the Blind Side really kind of accurate? I still don't know who to believe in this story. This is a crazy story.
I think it's a neat story. It's sad. Michael Oher says that he was in a conservatorship. He wasn't adopted,
right?
which he knew. And he said he didn't make any money, and they all did from the movie, but they all split it. I mean,
they didn't make much money. They say,
yeah, right.
They say
yeah,
there
they,
was very
they
little
sold
money,
the rights, and it was all split five ways.
And we've been paying him into this trust all this time, and it's not that much money, and because most of the money went to other like charity or other sources or you know whatever, they just didn't take much money from the movie. And he says, no, they totally scammed me and abused me, and you know took advantage of me, and I didn't realize it because I was too busy playing football. And they're like, this is not the first time he's tried to shake us down for money.
I saw that. There was a People magazine interview that was great.
And just like, what? You know, because this is one of those stories that it validates my reaction to a lot of breaking news, which is, I just don't know what I'm going to say about that. And this was one of those, like, when he first made his claims last week, you know, the whole world, like, it's almost like how people reacted when LeBron James left Cleveland. You know, they're burning Blindside VHS tapes in the streets. Let's take away Sandra Bullock's Oscar and all of this kind of stuff. And my reaction to this stuff is there's a reason in news why you try to get both sides. Because, you know, the first person to make the headlines isn't necessarily the most reliable source of information. They might be. You never know, but you got to let them both, you know, let both sides speak. Well, and then they came back with their response. I'm like, you know, and I certainly don't have any personal connection to the story to know who's true about all this. But if you ask me to make a bet about all this, I'm betting more on the family side. It looks like, based on the various things that have been said in this case. And, you know, here's a guy who I guess blew through all of his NFL money, you know, and which is sadly a common, you know, common enough experience, and is, you know, now hoping to find something else. And yeah, it's kind of funny because what this got into a whole conversation about was the Blind Side itself as a work of semi-fiction, semi-truth.
Well, he knew about football, and he's always been very vocal. They didn't teach me football, and they made me look like an idiot.
The movie
makes
obviously
him look stupid.
Dramatized some things. And listen, when a movie says based on a true story, what that really translates as in real English is mostly false. It's mostly made up, exaggerated. I mean, you pick the movie, even the movie about the NASA ladies?
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's
mostly
a lot of that.
Mostly false or mostly amalgamated from various stories. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what was in that movie was just plain false.
Right. Tina Turner movie.
But yeah.
It's amalgamated. You're absolutely right.
It's an amalgamation or a montage of different things. It's not the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's not good in a court of law. In fact, there was an interesting article that came out I was reading last week that talked about some of the, you know, more historically rooted movies, you know, movies that are kind of based largely on events that we all know about. And it was talking about some of the fake elements in those movies, like, for example, you know, Braveheart. You know, it talked about Braveheart. The article had a list of movies and all kinds of things about the William Wallace story. He did not grow up in poverty. He was a member of the aristocracy. He never met Isabella of France.
That's a real movie?
That's a real story.
I didn't know that was
William Wallace, a real character. Yeah. Robert the Bruce, real person. You know, he wore kilts in the movie, but that was hundreds of years before kilts even were invented. I mean, like, that kind of stuff. Now, does that change that movie much? I mean, no. Because was that the reason you loved that movie? Was because it was historically, you know, true on every... Like, Prima Nocta is not probably even a real thing. Not much of a thing anyway. So,
well, I love it, and I always have.
Yeah, but it's a great movie. It doesn't matter. It's a great movie. Titanic. You know, obviously, you know, boat, transit, iceberg. You know, that stuff's accurate, right? But, you know, a lot of the individual pieces, including, you know, like the first officer in the film... And panicking and shooting a passenger in the chest and killing himself, but none of that's true. In fact, the family actually took issue with the portrayal of the relative who was actually a hero and saved a bunch of people and sent them on boat. You know, that kind of stuff. Amadeus. You know the movie Amadeus. If you've seen Amadeus, we just recently rewatched that.
Isn't that a great film?
Great
gosh,
film.
Salieri's a jerk.
Mostly false.
He didn't tell his wife, like
Salieri was not celibate at all. Not, you know, he had 8 children, you know, many mistresses. Like, Marriage of Figaro was a big success. You know, just plot points. I mean, maybe some of the strokes are correct. American Sniper, you know, great film, great American hero. Still not all the things in the King's Speech. Anyway, this article went through a bunch of these different elements of these movies that are, and you know that's true. Okay. You know that based on a true story means mostly fabricated for dramatic effect. So, okay, The Blind Side. As a movie, let's say it's not all accurate. Does that mean it's not a good movie? Well, it's about living characters, so it's a little different. I mean, that's a little bit different than, you know, Titanic or Braveheart or something like that. But what people have been critical of it more for is, even if true, it has that whiff of white savior complex. You know, like, the white people swoop in.
It should be called White Savior Complex, A.
And,
hey, it's WSC featuring
Michael Orr. And you can see that. And the question then becomes, well, is that dramatized racism? Or is there truth in that story? You know, what's the truth of it? And it seems to me, my read, again, at a distance, is I think the Tuohys probably good people. I think they did a lot to help this young man. Did they teach him football? Well, no. You know, I mean, clearly not. Was he a troubled student or, you know, a little bit more ornery than, well, I don't know, but based on some of the allegations about how he's been behaving, maybe that's not that hard to believe. So does it change how you view the film? Does it change your ability to enjoy it? I would hope not, because I think you should always watch these films. I mean, Bible movies, classic Bible movies are never accurate. They're always departures from the text, which I've always said, like, if you're going to make a movie on a historical thing, make it on the historical thing. If the story is good enough to make, make it on the story. But nobody follows my advice. They don't come and ask me whether it's good or not.
Yeah, who needs that Oscar, James Cameron?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, but he did.
You know, so you just have to, I think you have to approach a lot of these works of art as, you know, works of art, which means that they're not going to be, you know, photorealistic depictions of whatever happened in
history. Yeah, but
they
did feed him and they did give him a bed.
Right.
And they did help him out. They helped him get into Ole Miss. They did get him a tutor.
And can you not tell that story because it happened to be white people who were doing it for a black kid? No, of course. That's just that's the story. I mean, that literally, those things are true. Mm-hmm. 617 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays. The General Chappie James Bridge, that's a 3-mile bridge, not showing any problems. Traffic flowing smoothly in both directions. Same thing with the Garcon Point Bridge and all the bridges in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Not showing any problems. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're getting ready to sell a home or maybe considering buying a home, okay, or maybe both. I mean, that also happens. And you're just kind of wondering about the market, wondering about where it's going, wondering about, you know, rates and just, you know, kind of what demand is like, especially in your house's price range or the house you're looking at. Because, you know, homes might be selling great at 250 and they might not be selling at all at 450, right? So it's not like the market is one homogenous thing. The market is many different things. And so understanding the various price points and the behaviors in those vicinities, that's important, right? Especially because as interest rates have changed, the affordability zone for most people has also changed because of the cost of the mortgage has significantly changed. Well, that's all stuff that Christina Leavenworth lives in. Like, she lives that stuff, and she loves talking to folks. You know, she loves just meeting people for the new time and talking to them about real estate. She's kind of a nerd about it, self-described nerd about it, and I think that's a good thing, because if you're going to hire somebody to be a professional services for you, then that's what you want. You want somebody who kind of lives and breathes it, and I know she does. So if you want good advice on, you know, what to do with a home or thinking about buying for the first time, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
We are Buck and Ashley Deese, proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coating.
The floor in your garage sees a lot more traffic than any other room in your house. house.
You may have replaced the carpet and the tile, but what about the garage floor?
These Elite Concrete Coatings has the answer with Pentek Industrial Coatings. Their coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy and backed by a 15-year manufacturer's warranty.
Our coatings are slip-resistant, easy to clean, easy on the feet, and 100% antibacterial. And best of all, we can install your floors in just 1 day.
There are many applications for our coatings, such as patios, pool decks, driveways, utility rooms, sidewalks, and much, much more.
With amazing selections, Dees Elite Concrete Coatings can help give your floors the makeover they deserve.
Call Ashley at Dees Elite Concrete Coatings for a free estimate today. 850-329-5599. 850-329-5599.
Or visit our website at DeesEliteCC.com.
Schedule your project today with Dees Elite Concrete Coatings. Your floor is worth it.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes. Yes. I'm George. George McFly. I'm your density.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. All day. I'm Andrew McKay. It's good to be back. Thank you to Jenna and Bobby and Candy, of course, and David filling in. David and Candy didn't fill in. They're
oh, dang,
here.
Thank us. We almost got fired.
Well, yeah, there's still time.
And we blame Bobby and Jenna.
David's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
13 people are alive after being rescued in San Diego through water rescues. The fire department there had to save several people from moving waters in the San Diego River. They were apparently part of a homeless camp in a dry riverbed that filled up when that tropical storm moved through over the weekend. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden heading to Hawaii today. They'll be meeting with first responders and survivors of the wildfires and touring areas impacted. At least 114 people confirmed dead so far. And Elon Musk says X users now will not be able to block accounts except for in private messages. Musk said he was eliminating the feature, but didn't really give a reason why. He did say the mute function will continue to be available. So I'm not sure what mute is, if not blocking. But
I had the same reaction. I'm like, I don't understand what this means. So I guess I'm not enough of a Twitter user.
The weird, I still can't wrap my head around it's not Twitter anymore. It's X.
The platform formerly known as Twitter.
It's just so bizarre. Why would you spend that amount of money on a well-known entity and then change the name?
Now, unless it were like if Bud Light changed their name.
Well, I'd understand that, yeah.
I'm just, you know, sometimes you change your name to escape a problem, right?
The beer formerly known as Swill.
Wow. Nice, yeah. But Twitter didn't have that problem, right? They were well-known, well-recognized with the icon and everything else, and nope, now it's... What? Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I'm with you. It's bizarre. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, speaking of just social media in general, interesting research. I don't think it comes as a surprise to anybody, but the research is starting to show, again, this is going to come as the least surprising news ever, that TikTok is ruining kids' brains. And so if I say that, okay, if I say that allegation, like what's your why is it ruining kids' brains? Maybe you say it's because, well, you know, they're listening to imbeciles give advice. No, true. maybe it's because TikTok is promoting ridiculous and foolish and stupid behaviors. True. That's not the reason. I'll tell you the reason in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Highway 98 clear from Navarre to Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. Not showing any problems in Milton either. If you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, one of the relatively new sponsors of the show here, we really appreciate what they do. ProHealth, a female-owned local company serving Pensacola for more than 35 years, voted best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola, you know, all the awards. And they've got seven locations, from Pensacola to Santa Rosa Beach in Gulf Breeze, next to the Whataburger. That's on the east end of town. Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit, Pensacola at, on College behind Sam's Club. And some of the things that they offer, for example, you can walk in anytime. They have walk-in primary care or urgent care 8 to 4 in Gulf Breeze Monday through Friday in Fort Walton, and then in Pensacola, of course. And then on Saturdays, 8 to 1 at the Pensacola Sam's Club location. You can get lab work done, occupational health like drug screenings or on-site testing, breathalyzer, stuff like that. They've got a medical weight loss program. And this is probably the thing that appeals for a lot of people, is the ProHealth medical membership. Like if you don't have insurance, okay, this is one of those alternatives to insurance kind of places. Now, if you have insurance, you can still go there too. I'm just saying it's, you know, this is one of the things they do. Medical membership, $45 a month. It's unlimited primary care visits, $0 copay, teledoc services any hour of the day, annual physical, annual flu shot, 25% off lab work. It's already cheap. 25% off procedures, a monthly B12 shot, and there's no catches. So if any of that appeals to you, stop in or check them out online at prohealthfl.com. 627 News Radio 92.3. I was saying just a minute ago that TikTok is ruining kids' brains. And no, not because they're following idiot influencers, and no, not because they're doing dumb challenges. And not, it's not any of that. It's the time span. It's the short time span that makes TikTok what it is. And you know this, like you remember Vine, what was it, 6 seconds, I think, on Vine?
That's right.
6 seconds on Vine, which were entertaining, but almost weirdly too short, you know, to be a thing. And I don't even notice Vine. They still maintain, like, can you go look up the Vines anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm curious about that. But the problem with TikTok is the impact on attention span combined with the dopamine response. Right? The desire in your brain to get that jolt of happiness and satisfaction that comes from finding something and then that short burst of thrill, as opposed to the ability to have prolonged, dedicated, directed attention focus, which requires different parts of the brain to activate, involved in doing something like, I don't know, reading a book for a long time, you know, like, gosh, 10 minutes at a time, you know, or an hour or two at a time. The part of the brain responsible for decision-making and impulse control, the prefrontal cortex, that's the part that you want to engage a lot, and that's the part that is being basically counteracted by something like TikTok. Now, it's not just TikTok, I would say, and I think the authors of the study would say the same thing. It's video games. It's, you know... This shows up even in what I think at this point you have to call like long-form TV, okay, hour-long TV or half-hour TV. If you ever watch a TV show these days and then you go back and watch something from, say, I don't know, the 60s or the 50s, even as late as the 80s, you really started to see this changing in the 90s and in the zeros, the aughts, I don't know, whatever, where the producers of the television programs learned that one of the great ways to keep people's attention, interest, and sort of stimulation is to be continually changing the perspective, continually shifting the camera angle. We see this particularly when we're watching competition shows like America's Got Talent, where I want to see the performance the way the audience would see it. I want to see the whole thing front to back. But what they'll do is they'll show the judges, and then they'll show the audience, and they'll show the performance, and then they'll show the performance from a different angle. And all of that switching is intentional. It's not by accident. It's designed to create a certain kind of amplified sensation, the same way you do when you zoom in and out on a picture or when you change the music. Like, all of this stuff is to manipulate your engagement level, right? To raise it. But it also degrades your ability to be satisfied with things that come at ordinary pace. Just straight video of an event happening or watching something again. If you go back and watch something even from the 80s or the 70s, you'll see the difference. And so it's like that for TikTok. It's making it harder and harder, and not just TikTok, Instagram, other things as well, short form, YouTube, all that. It's having the effect of ruining your attention span. So if you wonder why it is kids are having trouble paying attention longer, you know, it's the phone. It's the apps on the phone. It's the way these things are built these days.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Hurricane was trending on social media overnight as Southern California dealt with Tropical Storm Hillary and a 5.1 magnitude earthquake, causing power outages and reports of mudslides.
The water didn't have anywhere to go, so at the bottom point, it trenched into our driveway through a mudslide.
Hillary now downgraded to a post-tropical storm. Strong winds expected to continue in the southwest today. The death toll on Maui growing to 114, with about 1,000 people still unaccounted for. The president and first lady will be on the island today.
On the ground right now, there is a lot of frustration, even outrage. People say this could have been prevented.
That's Fox's Matt Finn. Meanwhile, the first Republican debate is on Wednesday on Fox, but Donald Trump won't be there. He says everyone already knows who he is. The former president expected to turn himself in to face charges in Fulton County, Georgia this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Stormwater drainage systems on Front Street, Jefferson Avenue, and Church Street. They'll be routing around a failing system on private property over there in that area that was damaged during Hurricane Sally. The project was bid out at just over $943,000. It's expected to be reimbursed by FEMA. The project should be complete by February of next year. A Pensacola man may have set a world record by swimming 20 miles in the Gulf over the weekend. Andrew Edwards swam from Pensacola Beach all the way to Navarre. He did that to raise money for the Hotel for Dogs and Cats, a nonprofit rescue and adoption shelter that runs only on donations.
That means a lot to my wife and I, and the community came out to really support that cause.
And Edwards says he's been working on his conditioning for months as he prepared for the swim. The Marathon Swim Federation now working to certify whether or not it set a world record. A winning Fantasy Five ticket was sold in Beulah over the weekend. That ticket was sold at the SP Food Mart on West 9 Mile Road. One of three winners for Sunday's drawing. The two other winners were in Miami. A Gulf Shores man has died after a crash in Baldwin County. That happened on Route 87 just north of Alberta. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 40-year-old Kim Sung Gov was killed when he was hit by a truck. The man was pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. The driver and passenger of the truck were taken to a hospital. Right now, we don't have an update on their condition. ALEA says the investigation into that crash is still ongoing. Florida State University's athletic director appears to be staying in Tallahassee. Michael Alford yesterday denied any interest in being the AD at the University of Southern California. The Los Angeles Times did report yesterday that USC had been vetting Alford for the position. Alford says he's not and never has been a candidate for the USC job. He says he has no interest in it or any other job, and he told the Tallahassee Democrat he's totally focused on the opportunities ahead of him at Florida State University. Well, we've seen reports that malaria has been transmitted in Florida here over the summer. Now it appears it may be transmitting in other states as well. There was a case reported in Maryland. The state's Department of Health made that announcement over the weekend, saying an unidentified patient in the Washington, D.C. area had contracted malaria despite not having traveled outside of the country. It is Maryland's first case of locally acquired malaria in 40 years. Since May, there have been 7 cases in Florida and 1 reported in Texas. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy's got a look at our traffic.
All right, taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Not right now, anyway. It looks like 98, as I mentioned earlier, accident-free. No problems on I-10, I-110. Taking a look at Davis, not showing any issues there either. Olive, it looks like Burgess and Creighton, too. Just all clear. If we see an accident or a slowdown, or rather, if you do, if you have a traffic tip, let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It's going to be a hot and humid day today with a 20% chance of rain, high near 94, feeling more like 107. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Tuesday, heat continues with a high near 98, sunny skies. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Wednesday, temperatures continue to rise with 100 degrees for our high temperature, mostly sunny skies. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it is 6:35, 80 degrees in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. The nation's economists are growing more confident the Federal Reserve will pull off a so-called soft landing for the economy. That's the big takeaway from a new survey by the National Association for Business Economists. It found nearly 70% of economists surveyed are at least somewhat optimistic the Fed can bring inflation down to its 2% target without driving the country into a recession. Electric vehicle startup Nikola is warning it, quote, may incur significant expenses as a result of a recent recall. Earlier this month, Nikola recalled the majority of its electric heavy-duty trucks due to the possibility of battery fires. An investigator found a June fire in one of Nikola's trucks was likely caused by a coolant leak in a battery pack. Shares are down 8% pre-market. On Wall Street, futures are higher as the market tries to recover from its long losing streak, three straight losing weeks for the NASDAQ and the S&P. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to the Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, tag, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage.
If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Feel it, baby.
I want to say one thing to your children. I know some really great ice cream places around here. And Daddy owes you. So talk to me afterwards.
What?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Oh. And Daddy owes you. So Daddy talk to me afterwards.
Oh, Daddy owes you.
Daddy owes you.
Yeah.
Did he think he was talking to Hunter? No. Sorry, that joke doesn't need. That's not even a good fact predicate. I don't use that one. This is on the 1 year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, and he's off talking about ice cream. But okay, fine, whatever. 6:41 on News Radio 92.3. Did you see this story? I got a great text in. Somebody said, "Where was it?" I love this. Somebody says we're talking about TikTok destroying people's attention span, and by the way, there's another side to that story, which is when you encounter the technology, because if you encounter the technology as a 52-year-old, your brain is already pretty well formed. It can still have an effect. It can still change you, but it's different when you encounter something like that at 52 versus at, say, 7 or 12.
Right, absolutely.
You know, when your brain is still in formation. And sure. So the effects can be dramatically different depending on what age of and what developmental phase you're at when you encounter these things. There's this wonderful old book. It's been around for like 40 years now, called The Plug-In Drug by Marie Wynne. It's all about TV. And the book is not primarily about good TV versus bad TV, but TV versus non-TV and how TV itself is the issue, not profanity, sex, violence, right? That's not the people, when they talk about media criticism, they talk about the content in the screen. What they should be focusing on is the screen. Like, the screen is the issue. And so anyway, just a couple of follow-up thoughts. But anyway, somebody had this text in at 437-1620 in response to the TikTok story. Doesn't your show, as in like Pensacola Morning News, doesn't your show do the same thing? Short news stories from one topic to another, 1 to 3 minutes of information. Even the Fox blurb was about 30 seconds. Just a thought. And I said, great observation, which, I mean, it's fair. And I said, certainly news in general has been a part of the issue. Compare, say, old Murrow and Cronkite news reports versus, God, today's evening news. It's flashy and fast and changing and clips and, you know, stagers and all this kind of stuff going on. Anyway, but I said, one of the things I would say in my own defense is we try to do things with a little bit more depth, a little bit longer than they're normally going to get. Say in the 6 o'clock news or something like that, or even in the newspaper, like for example, on a Supreme Court case, I don't give you the case in just 30 or 60 seconds. I try to give you clips from the arguments and long analysis. So you try to really understand the substance of it instead of just, you know, quick hits and move on. That said, I have some quick hits and move on I want to cover with you here in this segment, just because that's kind of where my brain is at. Did you see the research, I guess you would call it, they're calling it a big breakthrough that came out last week, where scientists who were doing research on epileptics with their consent attached, you know, devices to their brain, basically, in order to pick up brainwave activity. And what they did is they're undergoing surgery related to their epilepsy. And in the hospital at the time they're undergoing the surgery, they're playing music. And the question was, would they be able to use AI to analyze the signals going through the brains and the electrical pickups? Would they be able to decode the music being heard from the brain activity of the patient hearing it? You follow? So here's what they got I'm playing this for you. If you don't know the story, I'm trying to play it without any giveaways. Mm-hmm. Here's what they got reconstructed. Okay, that's all they published. I don't know why I cut off, but that's how they published it. Could you detect anything in there? Now, let me play it again for you, knowing that the song that they were playing was Another Brick in the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
All We Are Saying is, right, Another mm-hmm. Brick in the Wall?
Right, sure.
Okay, so one more time, knowing the song. I saw it on your face, Candy.
Right, and I knew the story, and I was like, God, it's some Pink Floyd song. I knew that, and I...
It certainly doesn't sound like the song.
No, but I hadn't heard the published part. I've only heard the, they heard Pink Floyd, and somebody said. And
but
it's
when
like, okay,
you
whatever.
Hear, especially yeah. this one little bit...
Yeah.
Oh.
That's creepy.
Oh, it sort of shivers up my spine, because it's not clear and it's not vivid, but you can see as a first try they've got it.
Oh my gosh,
they've got it, which means that as they learn how this didn't work accurately, they can refine the technology. And you got to figure that at some point
your wife is going to know what you're thinking.
That's exactly
yeah right. I know.
Exactly.
Thinking about another
it.
Woman no
what do you what do you think about this, sir? Well, just hook them up to the helmet, you know, and maybe they won't even need a helmet. Maybe at some point they'll just be able to aim a parabolic brain wave analyzer at your head from across the street.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Hello, Black Mirror.
I know.
Good to see him.
But
Pensacola.
You know, all in the interest of helping people who have
of course,
various kinds of disabilities
of
to be able to interact. Like, and I mean, there's all kinds of little applications to this. 437-1620. So let me get Candy here with traffic on the fives. We'll come back to this.
All right. This is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. You can look sharp and shop smart. Visit America's Best for a comprehensive eye exam plus two pairs of glasses. That's starting at just $79.95. Book an exam at americasbest.com. That is americasbest.com. And again, not showing any slowdowns or accidents right now, which is good news. Taking a look over in Pea Ridge, Bell Lane, not showing any issues. 98 clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze. Taking a look over there in Santa Rosa County. And then Detroit, Johnson, Olive, and Cody all checking in without delays, not showing any problems right now. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, at some point, for example, what this could be is, you remember in the Star Trek, you might not have seen this movie, but you've seen Star Trek 4, that's one of the Rescue the Whales, okay? And Scotty... Right, he sits down at the computer. He's getting ready to type out the formula for transparent aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I am that nerd. And you know, and he
you
just
are?
Computer.
Yeah, right.
And you know,
right,
and the
right,
computer.
Right. Yeah, back
and
in the day.
The computer doesn't respond, so he has. Oh, sure, and he cracks his knuckles and he starts typing real fast. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Well, as you do.
But why would he even have to speak? Why couldn't he just think to the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't, you know, why would, at some point you may not have to learn what they now call keyboarding, you know, you don't have to learn typing. You just think thoughts onto the paper because the computer can read your brainwaves and also your wife and also the police. And, you know,
right.
It's fantastic. Feels like we're getting more of a picture here than a word, sir. Stop looking in my brain. 437-1620. So yeah, it's a little bit terrifying. 437-1620. I'm afraid that Candy is going to be very disappointed when that technology comes out. It's going to find out that men don't really think about anything when they're at home from work. It's going to sound like the ocean when you put your ear up to a conch or a crickets. They may find that men do think about one thing fairly regularly, and it's not work. 437-1620. Somebody
nice.
Else says, something in the air is dying. That's the sound of that. Phil Collins, they thought at first. Let's see. Somebody says, same guess. Let's see. What was the other one here? I thought I saw another one here. Yeah, does this mean I can finally know what my wife wants for dinner? Well, let me help you with that. You will only be able to read the decision waves of the person who's made a decision. So I'm going to answer that question.
oh, because they're trying to be...
courteous by like letting you choose.
No. I'm saying
that too. That's why women do that. I don't know. What do you want to have? Because they're trying to be. Because we are trying to be courteous.
Doesn't know, the brain scanner isn't going to tell you that they know something they don't know. And I'm speaking as the indecisive one in our relationship. By the way, I can get away with it. If you need HVAC work or electrical or plumbing work done, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical, they'll take care of you. Right now, they got a back to school special. Typically, if you have big installations like HVAC systems, water heaters, electrical panels, and generators, typically there's an $89 service fee for doing that work. Right now, that's waived, and 5% off the price of those systems. So 5% off and no service fee, which is a pretty nice deal. Emax Auto Booster, you get 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank. That's from your existing tanks. This is add-on after. Customers get 50% off an Emax Auto Booster with an install of any 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater. Free inspection and clean out with the sewer repiping, and also buy one, get one toilet rebuilds with 15% off maintenance. And you can sign up for a Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan that's routine maintenance for just $35 a month, and you can enjoy priority scheduling over non-members. Particularly if there's something bad happens, you'll get to the front of the line. 15% discount on repairs or upgrades, and a 5% discount on major replacements and waived after-hours emergency service fees. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
NAS Whiting Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio every day 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for gallon gas, 386, still high. Florida average, 381, still high. Very bad. Mississippi, 331 is the best. California's 525, that's the worst in the land. 346 east at the Walmart in Navarre, 343 west at the Walmart in Navarre, 338 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 365 improper. In Milton, 339 at the Raceway, 339 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and 345 going through Pace on into Pensacola. The Walmart on Nine Mile, 336, 337 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, and coming in from the southwest side, looks like 339 at the old TNC, now the Gas and Go on Navy Boulevard. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Yes, I am back. It is good to be back. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The National Hurricane Center has now downgraded what was Tropical Storm Hillary to a post-tropical cyclone. It's still bringing a lot of rain to the southwest. At last check, its maximum winds had fallen to about 35 miles per hour. Former Vice President Mike Pence hoping his former boss will be at Wednesday's Republican presidential debate. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Pence said serving with former President Trump for 4 years taught him, quote, "It's not over till it's over." Trump, though, reportedly planning to skip the debate and join former Fox News host Tucker Carlson for an interview. And a Kansas police chief that oversaw a controversial raid on a newspaper office alleged a reporter had impersonated the victim or lied when accessing the driving records of a local business owner. The search warrant was later withdrawn by their county attorney. The paper's attorney says no laws were broken and the reporter was using a public state website to verify information.
Yeah, it's not usually going to wind up being a good look when the cops raid a newspaper.
No, not at all.
I mean, you're going to, even if you come away with having a justification for it, I'm saying even if, it's still not good. I mean, that's still really, wait, what country is this again? So, even if you were justified, you typically need more than just that. It's sort of a, you know, maybe you're allowed, but you shouldn't anyway kind of thing because the look is so awful. David, thanks so much for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And again, not showing any slowdowns or delays. 87 not showing any issues. Taking a look in Milton, it looks like Avalon doing just fine, too. If you have a traffic tip, you can text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I am back from vacation, by the way. It's good to be back.
Yes.
I did listen to a little bit of the show while I was gone. I learned some interesting things.
I had a dating profile for about 1 minute.
Okay, come on. And you're going to be married forever, and it's fine, but don't ever do it because you'll just get awfully gross photos from people, you know. But you guys know what I'm saying. But yes. No, I would always put camping in my thing because I like people that like camping, but I don't. Camping is not fun when you're older. You're laying on the ground. There's bugs. People can kill you.
Yeah.
Bears.
Oh, yeah,
people can kill you. But I totally agree with you. Camping is not fun when you're an adult.
No, it's
and
not.
And camping is definitely one of those things like I think there are people who really enjoy it. And then there are people who loved it when they were kids, like us, and we grew up and we discovered that, you know, this is an awful lot of work.
I mean, it is.
And you know, not just
I will
because...
glamp, but not camp.
I do see you as glamping. I will say. Yeah.
I used to be a camper, but my goodness.
We also had some food conversations.
Oysters. Oh, that's a good
oysters.
One.
Oysters. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love oysters.
People are like, I love oysters, but some people will say they like oysters.
I could see where they wouldn't, though, because it looks like
chewing on,
not on a
dried up booger.
And it's just boogers. Oh my gosh, yeah. They're delicious.
Dried up. What kind of oysters are you eating?
Yeah,
oh, fried ones.
What kind of boogers are you eating?
Yeah, fried oysters. Like an oyster.
No, we're talking about raw oysters.
So again, I was kind of pleasantly surprised to see there was nobody else doing my job when I came in this morning at 5. You know, if I don't have a job because of you two come Monday, I am going to knock on both y'all's doors and you guys are going to house
and
me.
And Uranus will be mine.
That's, yes. I almost had to go live with David and his family. I don't know why that, you know, that didn't make sense either. I have a husband in the house. But.
Oh my gosh.
But I was worried I got fired.
Andrew, you listened in from vacation and you learned about some of your colleagues having tramp stamps, LOL. I listened a little bit. I listened to the frivolous topic because that I thought that was pretty entertaining.
It's not a tramp stamp. They're just regular arm stamps,
yeah,
they're embarrassing.
Matchbox 20 is all that is. Speaking of which, this text says LOL. You know LOL is out of fashion now.
Yeah, we saw that. It's isable.
IJBOL.
I just burst out laughing.
You know, it's more authentic to my lived experience as a millennial or a Gen Zer. You know, the LOL just... It does not represent my experience properly. It's the same thing. LOL. I just burst out laughing. The same thing. But one is cool and one is not. One is hip and one is not. One is what you say with your grandparents or your boss, and the other one is what you say with your friends. Which is, you know, look, language evolves. I understand. You know, people change because things go in and out of fashion. But it is literally the same exact thing.
Yeah, but there's phrases that just, you know... Like when the Panthers were playing the Saints, and I was like, wow, it looks like our team has the clap. And then I was talking about the Panthers, and the Saints lady read me the Riot Act, and most of all, people don't say clap anymore. I was like,
oh, there's some new expression that's more appropriate? All right.
I wasn't wrong.
Hey, quick future news. Is Trump going to be at this debate on Wednesday?
No.
No, I don't. think so either. And will LOL go away and IJBOL take over?
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.